This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump Trump's move to restrict travel to the U.S. from much of Europe for 30 days is causing confusion overseas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the European Union's failure to quickly restrict travel has led to more cases at home.
Seated by travelers from Europe.
The EU is blasting what it calls his unilateral move, saying the virus is a global crisis and not limited to any continent. In Paris,
I wasn't expecting exactly this drastic of a change.
Christine Bardo from Pennsylvania is now scrambling to get home. Iowa's Mike Wirth isn't sure what to do while in Vienna.
It's being handled in such a shotgun fashion.
The president says there are exemptions to the travel restrictions for Americans who've been screened for the virus. The State Department's taken the extraordinary step of cautioning U.S. citizens to reconsider traveling abroad. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. stock market continued its relentless drop Thursday, moving deeper into bear territory, with major U.S. indexes sinking as much as 8%. Stocks fell so fast it triggered a 15-minute halt in trading for the second time this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 2,100 points, or 7.8%. The S&P fell 7.5%. Travel industry shares are plummeting with news of Trump's travel restrictions. In an AP interview, PNC Financial Services Group chief economist Gus Faucher says there's still so much that's not known, which is spooking the markets.
Investors remain very anxious. There's no indication that the problem is getting better, and in fact, it's likely to get worse in the near term.
For more on this and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.